More TV. Maya wants me to go back to my glass cage. I can tell, because she is tempting me toward the door with a trail of tiny marshmallows. I try to ignore her. I don't want to leave the outside. It's a cloudless day and I've found just the right spot for a nap. But I relent when she adds yogurt raisins to the trail. She knows my weaknesses all too well. In the glass cage, the TV is on. It's another nature show, jerky and unfocused. I expect to see gorillas, but none appear. I hear a shrill sound, like a toy trumpet. My heart quickens. I rush close to the screen, and there she is. Ruby. She is rolling in a lovely pond of mud with two other young elephants. Another elephant approaches. She towers over Ruby. She strokes Ruby, nudges her. She makes soft noises. They stand side by side just the way Stella and Ruby used to do. Their trunks intertwine. I see something new in Ruby's eyes, and I know what it is. It's joy. I watch the whole thing, and then Maya plays it again for me and again. At last, she turns off the TV and carries it out of the cage. I put my hand to the glass. Maya looks over. Thank you. I try to say with my eyes. Thank you. Kenyani ambles towards me. She taps me on the shoulder and knuckles away. I watch her, arms crossed over my chest. I'm careful not to make a sound. I'm not sure what we're doing. She ambles back, shoves at me, dashes past. And then I realize what's happening. We're playing. We're playing tag, and I'm it. Make eye contact. Show your form. Strut. Grunt. Throw a stick. Grunt some more. Make some moves. Romance is hard work. It looks so easy on TV. I'm not sure what I will ever get the hang of it. I wish Bob were here. I could use some advice. I try to recall all the romance movies we watched together. I remember the talking, the hugging, the face licking. I'm not very good at this, but it's fun trying. Is there anything sweeter than the touch of another as she pulls a dead bug from your fur? Gorillas aren't chatty, like humans, prone to gossip and bad jokes. But now and again, we swap a story under the sun. One day, it's my turn. I tell my troop about Mac and Ruby and Bob and Stella and Julia and George, about my mother and father and sister. When I am done, they look away, silent. Kenyani moves closer. Her shoulder brushes mine, and we let the sun soak into our fur, together. I've explored every nook and cranny of this place, except for a hill at the far end where workers have been repairing a wall. They're finally done. They left behind fresh white brick and a mound of black dirt. While the others laze in the morning sun, I went to explore the hilltop. They've been there before, and I have not. Everything is still fresh to my eyes. I take my time going uphill, savoring the feel of the grass on my knuckles. The breeze carries the shouts of children and the drowsy hum of bumblebees. Near the top of the hill is a low-limbed tree, the kind my sister would have loved. The wall is endless, clean and white, stretching far down to the habitats beyond my own. It's high and wide, carefully built to keep us in and others out. This is, after all, still a cage. It rained last night, and a pile of dirt is soft to the touch. I scoop up a handful and breathe in the loamy smell.